Hey everyone, welcome back to Music from the Curator's Chair. I'm your host, Scott. Today I'm finding myself with a suit of armor on, with a sword, but what I'm missing is my shield. I guess it's because it's invisible. Wait a second, is that a segue? Yes it is. The new Judas Priest album, Invisible Shield, I think it's called, or Invincible Shield? Invincible Shield, yes. I don't know why I said invisible. Oh, God. I suck. Anyways, the album is out now. The album is fantastic. And if you ask me, it's one of the greatest in quite some time, if you ask me. I haven't listened to an album by Judas Priest in its entirety in a long time. The last one I think I listened to was either Screaming for Vengeance or it was Turbo. And I like both equally. I'll even say Killing Machine's another one I've listened to all the way through a couple of times as well, but I don't recall the last time I listened to any of those three, like just front to back. This one I did, and I'm just astounded by everything in this album, on its intensity, on its just raw, to the core sound. It's just incredible. Especially hearing tracks like Panic Attack, which is definitely going to be on my favorites playlist, I think, today. The guitar work is just mind-blowing. They knew what they were doing with that song, and they knew what to do. They knew how to intrigue me immediately. And one of the funniest, not really funniest things, but just incredible to me. It's just like, holy mackerel, they did it this well, and it's like, how did they do this, you know? And with The Serpent of the King, I feel the same way, but there's a lot of other songs on here that are just like, huh. I don't know if I'd say they're my favorites, but they definitely have moments of being good. You know, like, I'm not screaming, holy crap, I need this in my life every day. No. Quite the contrary, folks. I could definitely say this album has its moments of being amazing. And boy, it's not so. You know what? That's what comes with an album. That comes with a music album for most artists for me anyways. Either they do it well and they make it fantastic, or it sucks and I don't want to listen to it again. Either way, it just finds ways to make it work. Finds ways to just make it fantastic and just run out the window like it's never going to stop. And that's what I like about this album. Like, it goes full force and it doesn't stop. Like, the title track itself felt like it didn't want to stop. It felt like it was not necessarily an infinite slog, but it definitely felt like it wanted to be that way, but it didn't want to show itself that way. And that's fine. I don't want an album to make me want it to be less longer than it is. Because I have currently the deluxe edition of this album, which comes with 14 tracks. It's 1 hour and 4 minutes. That's pretty lengthy. But you know what? It's 14 tracks, so it makes sense for that. Like, overall, they're not too long. Panic Attack is about 5.5. The Serpent and the King is about 4 minutes 20 seconds, so not too bad. Then we have Invincible Shield, the title track, which is very lengthy. That's a 6.5 banger, but man, it works for what they're trying to do with it, you know? They're not trying to, like, scream, holy crap, I want more of this. Quite the contrary. They're trying to make it so it's like, you want to hear some good stuff? You're going to get some good stuff, you know? And that's what I like about it. Oh, I need to try that. Anyways, Devil in Disguise is another one that's almost 5 minutes. And that was pretty late. That's not late, but it's pretty good too. And it really works well for what it's trying to provide in the moment of time, if you ask me. Like, it doesn't really try to scream, hey, I'm new and I'm original. It just does what it wants. And that's what I like about this album. Devil in Disguise, again, one of my other favorites on this one too. This one's definitely going to be the favorites playlist. The music from the Curator. Gates of Hell, it had its moments. It had its moments being good, but I wasn't enjoying it a whole lot. I had moments of me just kind of like thinking, what is this? Like, what are we trying to do here? And that's not something I want from an album by Judas Priest. Like, Judas Priest has been around for years. Like, they've been around for a long, long, long time. And I don't want to see an album from them, like, feel like it's a slog to get through and just feel like they just didn't care. And that's not what you want from an album by them. Sorry. Anyways, I'm now on the next track, which is Crown of Thorns. Almost a 6-minute slapper, and this one just also feels incredible, but I don't know what they're trying to do with it. I feel like they're trying to do too much, but they don't know what they're doing as well, and that's kind of disappointing a little bit. But at the same time, I know what they're trying to convey with it, and that's fine. All the guitar work on this one, it was fantastic. It didn't feel heavy, didn't feel slow, it just felt right where it needed to be, right in the good spot. And that's what I like about it. As God's my witness, that was a good one. 4.5 track. Slopper and a half. And that one actually felt really just well done as well. Pardon that, folks. Kind of had to blow my nose because just sneezing on recording. That was unintentional. Anyways, as God my witness, the lyricism in it is just so well done. Like, I don't feel like they're trying to do more than they actually are, and that's a good thing. You don't want that for Judas Priest, if you ask me. You don't want them to try to become something else, you know? But if they're doing something that works, that's what matters, you know? And honestly, I like that about them. Like, they're not trying to provide something that isn't there, but they're trying to do more, I feel like. And that's good. Trial by Fire, that was another one I kind of liked as well. That one felt like it was just kind of well done, you know? It didn't feel like it didn't want to go where it wanted to go, but it did what it wanted to, and that's what made it so well done. Like, it didn't try and scream, hey, I'm this, and I'm that. Is it a favorite of mine? Not really, but it still works for what they're trying to do. In the lyricism in it too, I just found it just incredible on what I'm hearing, what I'm not hearing, and even then, it's just like, wow. It's just so well done. What else can I say about it? There isn't much I could say, really, but honestly, it's just there, you know? It doesn't try to rip your head off and try to be different, which is good. And Escape from Reality, that's another one that I found really, really well done. I think that'll be another one that's one of my favorites, besides Invincible Shield, or Panic Attack, Devil in Disguise, and those three right now. And then Sons of Thunder, this one had a really, I think it had, this was the one that I really had that had a really good bass tone to it. Like, it almost sounded like a thumb-slapping bass, and that's what I wanted out of this. This is good. Even if it's a short one for for 3 minutes, it feels like it goes for longer, and I like that. Like, it works well, you know? It doesn't try to do more than it needs to, and that's what I like about it. Because if it tried to do more than it was trying to do, it would be so much worse, if you ask me, than Giants in the Sky, one of the last ones on this album. One of the last. Wasn't too bad for a 5-minute track. Like, it wasn't horrible, but it could have done a lot more than it did. But at the same time, it was doing what it wanted to do, and that was fine. And at the same time, I don't know what else I could say about it to this day, because this is one of those albums that just kind of works for what it's trying to do. Fight for Your Life was another favorite of mine that I could easily put on my favorites playlist easily, and that's fine. As I'm doing this album right now, I'm going to put the ones I said that are absolutely great into it. I might put them on other playlists that I have. But I can also say, As God is My Witness is another one I feel like needs to be put on there too. Fight for Your Life, I feel like, also needs to be on there for sure. And Vicious Circle, this one was a decent one to kind of finish off, like, well, one of the last ones to finish off the album, which is fine. I don't like when they push things too far, too long. with certain artists. And you know what? That's what it kind of felt like with my other recording that I tried to do the other day of Hoping for the Masses by Ministry. I tried to do a recording of that, and that one fell way too long. Even if it's an industrial metal album, I don't care that well, and just didn't work well for my recording. And that bugs me, because I really like Ministry. And that was a difficult album to get through and try to record. I couldn't record. I couldn't do it. I couldn't find the right thoughts, because I didn't want to be skating. That's maybe what they wanted from me. Maybe they wanted me to be nasty and skating, but again, I don't want to do that to people. So I just decided to scrap the album recording. But The Lodger, this was another one that just felt just a little too long. Just a little. But you know what? That's fine. It wasn't trying to do more than it needed to, and that's fine. For an album that is 1 hour and 4 minutes, it doesn't need to be longer than it is. And that's fine. I like that about it. It doesn't try to, like, hold you by the hand and whatnot, and that's fine. I don't need to hold you by the hand. All I want to do is to just kind of relax and do its thing and do what it needs to, and that's it. You know, I don't want more from it. I don't want less. Now, what to give this album review? This album, for the most part, definitely did its job. It definitely provided the music that I wanted. It definitely tried to do a little bit more than the last Juice Priest album, which was Firepower, and that's fine. It worked well for what it was trying to do with it, and I don't blame them for what they try to do. But yeah. I could definitely say it's something I can easily look into doing a lot more with, but at the same time, this album definitely needs a tone where it wants more from me, but I don't know what to give it. So Invincible Shield by Judas Priest, for me, is getting a review that feels like it needs to get, and that is a 9 out of 10. This album so far has been incredible. This year so far for music has been quite a journey so far. Like, we just got some new music from, well, we're getting new music from Sum 41 very soon. That'll be the last album we ever do, and that'll be heartbreaking because I really like Sum 41, so I'm gonna have to give that album a, hopefully it ends on what I want it to end on, like on a good note, not a sour note or a sad note. That's what I hope to see, because of the fact that, one, it's just an incredible piece of music from them. Hopefully. I haven't heard all of it yet, but I hope to hear it soon when it does come out. At the same time, I could be wrong. It might not be so good. You never know. But at the same time, I'm happy to have heard it. Well, heard what I've heard so far, and I'm willing to go the extra mile with it if I have to. So again, my final thoughts on this is an album that is incredible by Judas Priest. I didn't expect Judas Priest to be doing something this incredible and well done today in this day and age. But then again, they always find ways to really kick it up a notch, I feel like. Like, they always find ways to produce the music that they want to produce. And the people that they work with have to be incredible, I feel like, to do the production on these albums sometimes, because I feel like they know what they're doing. I feel like, and that's good. Like, I want an artist that knows what they're doing with the producers that they're working with, because there are many of artists that don't know what they're doing, and I can see that in their music. And that kind of sucks, if you ask me, because I want them to do well. Like, Judas Priest has been around since 1969. They've been around for over 50 years. And most of them are still the same musicians from the beginning. Like, there's a lot of them that have left, mind you. Like, Ian Hill has been around since the beginning. And their current band members is a lot, if you ask me. If I was to look at their current lineup, there's, like, the current members that they have now are, like, Rob Halford, who came back in 2003. He was there for some 19 years. Ian Hill and Glenn Tipton are the only ones that are really there, per se. With the exception of Glenn Tipton, who has been unable to tour since 2018. He's kind of retired from that, I think. He's been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and he was, like, we revealed that he was. He got diagnosed in 2008, but he revealed it in 2018, and it made it harder for him to tour because it left him unable to play the challenging material. And he'd be with them in spirit, yada, yada, yada. And you know what? I applaud him for doing what he can, you know what I mean? And honestly, it's just, I'm surprised, you know? And I'm happy that he was able to try and help them on the Power Trip show in 2023. And right now we have currently the people that have been around for the most part. There wasn't really anyone that's. I know KK Downing came back for one time only. There's a few that have. Oh, Tim Ripper Owens was on a few of the albums for 96 to 2003, but a lot of the other ones. I feel like Eddie Sneap needs to be a part of the band fully because he also helped on Invincible Shield, which was a fantastic album. I didn't really like Firepower per se. I liked it a little bit, but not a whole lot. But this is their 19th album, and it's incredible. If they make one more, they're set, if you ask me. I don't think they need to make more, but Judas Priest can keep on going if they decide to. I don't know what their plan is next, but I know that'll be incredible to see them do another album. My next review will be, hopefully, I do mean hopefully, will be the new Sum 41 album, Heaven X Hell, like it's Heaven and Hell. That is going to be a 55-minute slog, but it's 20 tracks, roughly. So this will be definitely interesting to hear. Because the last album I liked a lot, but I don't think I've done. What's it called? Like, I might go back through some of the other ones and talk about them a little bit with the last album review. But right now, I don't know for certain what I'm gonna do. But I know there's another album that's coming out in May that I know I'll be recording a podcast for. And this is kind of funny because he's my first one I did it with. He might be the one I end it with. Who knows? But Lost Themes number 4 by John Carpenter will be the next one I do. And sorry about that, folks. That'll be in May on the 3rd, and that's the reason why is most because of him being such a fantastic musician, and that's when it's coming out. And I know John Carpenter's done a lot of other things. I mean, his Lost Themes 1, 2, and 3 have been fantastic. Now he's actually crediting his son Cody and his, I guess, his son-in-law Daniel Davies on this album. So this one might be classified as those three together. And I know the last piece that they did together was the Anthology 2. That was technically all the first one was them together. Sorry about that, folks. That's 3 times now. Sorry about that. Something's caused me to sneeze like a son of a gun. But anyways, last two, like the two Anthology compilations that they made was technically those three together, but the second one that they did was Cody, John, and Daniel. And I, for one, don't think I need to talk too much about stuff like that when it comes to John Carpenter. He's been a musician since he started. Anyways. Anyways, I do fully know for a fact that it's fantastic to see what is going on with musicians that we love in today's age. And even people that have made music while doing movies as well. John Carpenter is that person. And I know I'm getting a little sidetracked here, and I'm sorry for that, folks. I'm sorry for that, everyone. But anyways, that'll probably be my next. The next review will be the Sum 41 album, but the next one I do know that'll have will be in May. That'll be the one that I just mentioned. That'll be for the review of Heaven and Hell later this month for Sum 41. That's their last album they're ever going to do, and it's sad that it's the case, but at the same time, I'm happy for them to do what they've done and done so well with it because without them doing what they've done for music, it's just really disappointing to see them go, but kind of happy. But until next time, folks, I will be here soon. I'll be back for my next review. My next movie review. I don't know what it'll be next, but I know it'll be out very soon. Until next time, folks, this is Scott signing out. End transmission.